This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
المذي في جامعه بسند حسن عن معاذ بن جبل رضي الله عنه قال حديث الرأي collection of Imam Tirmidhi has a reasonable chain of narration related to us by Mu'adh ibn Jabal, and it's within the theme of understanding Iman. This may be the 10th hadith or so that I've narrated within this concept. Today, it's all scholars who put this hadith in their collections have put it under the banner of Iman, even though it doesn't necessarily point that out. And I think there's a reason for it. It's from the fiqh of these scholars that this hadith, the outcome of it, the basic understanding of it, is very much attached to the comprehending Iman. And you'll see what I mean once I narrate to you. The nice hadith of Mu'adh radiallahu anhu, hadith are always interesting. There's always a little bit of a personal touch to it. قَالَ كُنْتُ مَعَ النَّبِيِّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَآلِهِ وَسَلَّمَ فِي سَفَرٍ فَأَصْبَحْتُ يَوْمًا قَرِيبًا مِنْهُ. I was with the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام. We were on a trip or traveling, meaning we weren't alone. There was a lot of people. We were traveling, regardless of the reason for it. And one day I find myself close to him, because when people are traveling on horses and camels and whatnot, they kind of disperse in different ways. And one day he found himself close to the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام. So he came up to him. فَقُلْتُ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ أَخْبِرْنِي عَنْ عَمَلٍ يُدْخِلُنِي الْجَنَّةَ وَيُبَاعِدُنِي مِنَ النَّارِ. Tell me of a deed that will allow me to enter Jannah and will take me away from the hellfire. فَقَالَ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ لَقَدْ سَأَلْتَ عَنْ عَظِيمٍ وَإِنَّهُ لَيَسِيرٌ عَلَى مَنْ يَسَّرَهُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى لَهُ. You've asked of something extremely profound and very important, huge. This is a massive question that you just asked me. Something to allow you to enter Jannah and go away from Jahannam. This is a big deal. But it's easy for those who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for. And he said, تَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ لَا تُشْرِكُ بِهِ شَيْئًا وَتُقِيمُ الصَّلَاةَ وَتُؤْتِي الزَّكَاةَ وَتَصُومُ رَمَضَانَ وَتَحُجُّ الْبَيْتِ. And he counted for him, alayhi salatu wasalam, the five pillars of Islam. Told him, you bear witness of the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You perform your prayers, establish your prayers appropriately. You pay your zakat, you fast your month, and you perform hajj when you're capable. And then the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam took the advantage and he continues. فَقَالَ يَا مُعَاذْ أَلَا أَدُلُّكَ عَلَى أَبْوَابِ الْخَيْرِ. How about I point out to you the doors of goodness, meaning the channels that allow you to do something good. فَقُلْتُ بَلَى يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. فَقَالَ الصَّوْمُ جُنَّةٌ وَالصَّدَقَةُ تُطْفِئُ الْخَطِيئَةَ كَمَا يُطْفِئُ الْمَاءُ النَّارَ وصلاة الرجل من جوف الليل ثم قرأ تتجافى جنوبهم عن المضاجع يدعون ربهم خوفا وطمعا ومما رزقناهم ينفقون فلا تعلم نفس ما أخفي لهم من قرة أعين جزاء بما كانوا يعملون. So he said عليه الصلاة والسلام, الصوم جنة. Fasting is a protection. It's a form of protecting yourself. And giving sadaqah, giving charity, it puts out bad deeds just like water puts out fire. And praying at night, that's all he said. He didn't even, and just praying, doing Qiyam al-Layl. And then he recited, alayhi salatu wasalam, the two verses in Surah Al-Sajda that you hear almost every Fajr on Friday. تَتَجَافَ جُنُوبُهُمْ. Their sides can't even stay still in bed. They want to get up so they can pray and be close to their Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala. ثُمَّ قَالَ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ أَلَا أُخْبِرُكَ يَا مُعَاذْ بِرَأْسِ الْأَمْرِ وَعَمُودِهِ وَذِرْوَةِ سِنَامِي. How about I tell you, ya Mu'adh, about the head of this estate and the pillar and the pinnacle of it. فَقُلْتُ بَلَى يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. Yes, please tell me. فَقَالَ رَأْسُ الْأَمْرِ الْإِسْلَامِ. The head of this affair is submission. وَعَمُودُهُ الصَّلَاةِ. And the pillar of it is establishing prayer. وَذِرْوَةُ سِنَامِهِ. And the pinnacle of it, ذِرْوَةُ السِّنَامِ, is the highest point of the hump of the camel. And it's just, it means the pinnacle. And the pinnacle of it is al-jihad, is striving for the sake of Allah. ثُمَّ قَالَ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ أَفَلَا أُخْبِرُكَ يَا مُعَاذْ بِمِلَاكِ ذَلِكَ كُلِّهِ. How would I tell you what all of that is based on? What drives all of that? What controls all of it? Meaning, what owns it? And milak, something that, the one aspect that owns all of this, everything that you heard about, was actually going to make a difference. فَقُلْتُ بَلَى يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. He asked one question, Mu'adh, he got, يعني, mashallah, he got all this. فَقُلْتُ بَلَى يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهِ وَسَلَّمْ. فَقَالَ صَلَى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ وَأَخَذَ لِسَانَهُ بِيَدِهِ. He took his tongue. فَقَالَ كُفَّ عَلَيْكَ هَذَا. Be careful what this does. He took his own tongue, like this. He held his tongue. فَالْكُفَّ عَلَيْكَ هَذَا. Be very careful with this. Hold on to this. Control this. فَقُلْتُ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ وَإِنَّا لَمُؤَخَذُونَ عَلَىٰ أَوْ بِمَا نَتَكَلَّمُ بِهِ. Why are we held accountable for what we say? فقال لي ثكلتك أمك يا معاذ. He told me, may your mother يعني weep at your grave. And this is the way the Arab would make a dua. Not actually making dua against someone, but يعني in a form of pointing out a mistake. فقال صلى الله عليه وسلم ثكلتك أمك يا معاذ وهل يكب الناس على وجوههم أو على مناخرهم في النار إلا حصائد ألسنتهم. What do you think throws people face first into Jahannam, O Mu'adh, aside from what their tongues do? What do you mean? Are we accountable for what we say? What do you think most people are going to fall into Jahannam for? For things they said. It's for things they said. I'm talking about Iman. Iman is yes, it's a comprehension, it's a belief that exists inside of you. But if it does not translate into a specific amount of control that you have over your tongue, then none of it means anything. If Iman is there, but somehow it does not translate into your ability to command your tongue, to command what it is that you say and how it is that you behave, then Iman is not doing his job. It's not really Iman. You can call it other stuff. You can call it a claim. You can call it a basic acceptance. You can call it acknowledgement, a recognition, whatever. You can give it a lot of different names. But if you want to call it Iman, there has to be a translation into something that is practical. And there has to be control of this tongue, which is what he told us, alayhi salatu wasalam. This hadith is under the banner of Iman, in the chapter of Iman, in every book of hadith that those who narrated. It's in the collection of Imam Tirmidhi. You find it in other collections as well. They always put it under Iman, because it was talking about that. That's how they understood Iman. That's how those people understood Iman. And that's how we're supposed to understand it today. It's not just an issue. I believe this. Okay, you believe it. If it's not translating into behavior, then you don't really believe it. Which is the point that I'm trying to yani hopefully make for you. I hope that was a benefit. يروي الإمام الترمذي في جامعه بسند حسن عن معاذ بن جبل رضي الله عنه قال كنت مع النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم في سفر فأصبحت يوما قريبا منه فقلت يا رسول الله أخبرني عن عمل يدخلني الجنة ويباعدني من النار فقال صلى الله عليه وسلم لقد سألت عن عظيم وإنه ليسير على من يسره الله تعالى له تعبد الله لا تشرك به شيئا وتقيم الصلاة وتؤتي الزكاة وتصوم رمضان وتحج البيت أفلا أدلك على أبواب الخير يا معاذ فقلت بلى يا رسول الله فقال الصوم جنة والصدقة تطفئ الخطيئة كما يطفئ الماء النار وصلاة الرجل من جوف الليل ثم تلا تتجافى جنوبهم عن المضاجع ثم قال صلى الله عليه وسلم ألا أخبرك برأس الأمر وعموده وذروة سنامه فقلت بلى يا رسول الله فقال رأس الأمر الإسلام وعموده الصلاة وذروة سنامه الجهاد ثم قال أفلا أدلك على ملاك ذلك كله يا معاذ فقلت بلى يا رسول الله فقال وقد أخذ لسانه بيده كف عليك هذا فقلت وإنا لمؤاخذون بما نتكلم به يا رسول الله فقال ثكلتك أمك يا معاذ وهل يكب الناس على مناخرهم أو على وجوههم في النار إلا حصائد ألسنتهم صدق رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم سمعت الله بحمدك لا إله إلا أنت استغفرك وأتوب إليك وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وآله وصحبه